Sawate discipuli and sawate omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where we're going to do something just a little bit different than before. In fact, I don't know if I've done this before, where what I'm doing is I'm going to take a bunch of Latin words. There's a couple Greek thrown in there. I'm going to talk about those Latin or Greek words. I'm going to talk about the meaning of that word, and then give you some examples of that word in our modern vernacular, in our English, if you will. So if you're curious, you want to learn something more, you want to understand how this dead language isn't dead, and that if you've been saying it, that respectfully, you're wrong. Sorry, not sorry. Let's get on into it. So I always got to mention, hey, if you have any friends, family trying to learn a language, if there's any way in which you would like to support, plug me on over anywhere, elsewhere, all over the place, trying to make that rhetoric revolution happen. So thank you guys. I always am very appreciative of having you guys take the time in order to just take in some words with me, learn them a little bit better, learn our English a little bit more deliberately, and apply it then thereafter in our world, right? So with that being said, thank you guys again. I always appreciate having you here. Keep on coming back, because I'm always going to be doing this. Alrighty, so our first word here, aequus, spelled A-E-Q-U-U-S. This is Latin. Masculine second declension noun, aequus, aequi, means equal. And in English, this is where we get examples. I don't know. Think about it. What do you think? It's where we get equal, equation, equality. Next one that we have here, ago. And then I just jump all the way to octa being the fourth principal part. Ago, agere, egi, and then octa, which would be the fourth principal part in all four principal parts right there. But I just want to do the first and the fourth because we tend to get a lot of our derivatives in the English language from the fourth, the fourth principal part, not the fourth derivative. Like for instance, ago, also octa, agendum is where we get this word as well. So that being said, ago, it means to do or things done. Octa would be the participial form, the past participial form, things having been done. Ago, I do. This is where we get things like agency, agent, enact, transact, agenda. Next one that we have here, anthropos, which is Greek. This refers to man or human. This is where we get anthropology as well as misanthrope. Fourth, ars, artis in Latin, which means art. This is where we get artist, artifact, artistic. Fifth, brevis, spelled brevis, B-R-E-V-I-S. This means short in Latin. This is where we get abbreviate and or brevity. Number six, canto. Canto in Latin, think about it. This is where we get chant or cantor or canticle. What are all those pertaining to? Well, if canto is a verb, means I sing. Caput in Latin means head. This is where we get captain or decapitate, because in the French, caput with an accent going up over the U means off with its head. Or his head, or her head, whose ever head. Clino is where we get decline, or incline, or procline, or some kind of cline. Because what is a cline? It's a bend or a lean, and that's what it means in Latin. To bend or to lean, it's where we get incline or decline. Cognito, cognitare. In Latin, that means I think, or I know to know. This is where we get cognizant, recognize, cognition, Incognito. 10th one. Copia. Copia, which means plenty or abundant. This is where we get copy and or copious from. Copia, again, spelled C-O-P-I-A in the Latin, is where we get copious in the English. Credo in Latin means, well, it means I believe, to believe. Credo, credere. This is where we get credible or incredulous. 12th, culpa, culpa, which means blame. This is where we get mea culpa from. This is where we get the terms culpable or culprit, or in the term, the legal terminology, mea culpa, my fault, my blame. 13th, dominus. Dominus in Latin means a lord or a master. This is where we get dominate and or dominion. It's also where we get domain from, because a lord or master typically rules over their domain that they are dominant over. Dominus again, meaning lord or master. 14th, duco ducere, which means to lead and or to drive. This is where we get abduct. This is where we get introduce. This is where we get adduct. This is where we get ad. Well, no, actually, how about duction, transduction? All right, we'll leave it there. Number 15, fido, fidere, which means to trust or to believe. This is where we get the words confide and or, well, oddly enough, infidel, because in means not, fidel means to trust. An infidel is someone you do not trust, but when you have someone that you confide in, you confide with. Con meaning together and or with, fide coming from fideo, which means to trust. So when you confide with one, you trust with, but if you are with an infidel, you trust not. Fundo fusum, which means to pour or thing poured. This is where we get effusive, transfusive, transfusion, fusion. Next one that we have here, our 17th, genus. Genus in Latin meaning kind or origin. This is where we get the genitive case from. This is the belonging case, essentially. It's where we get generic, congenital, genealogy, genocide, generation. I don't know. Think of some. See how you can just keep on riffing off. Riffity, riffity, riff off. How about holos? Holos, which means whole. It's where we get Catholic from, oddly enough. I believe, looking at that, kata means down or down from in the Greek. I could be wrong with that one. And then holic, coming from holos, meaning whole. So down from the hole is what Catholic really means etymologically. I could be wrong, though. Holistic is also where we get it, pertaining to something in its entirety, in its whole. Jungo jungere, spelled J-U-N-G-O. This is jungo, means to join. This is where we get junction from, conjugal, conjunction, conjugate. 20th one, lego lectum, lego legere lectum. It means to read or thing having been read, lectum. This is where we get intellectual, intellect, legible, illegible, legal, legislative. All things written and or read out. 21, locus. Locus refers to a place like a locus ceruleus. A locus could be a locus, aka referring to a place in time. Local, dislocate, aka not in place, away from being in place, aka what my right shoulder tends to do a lot, aka I want to punch it in the face sometimes because it does it so often. But anyways, 22, loquor, which means to speak. This is where we get loquacious from, eloquent. I'm not sure if I can think of any others right now. Next one, being that we have two more left, medius. Medius, which means middle. This is where we get meditate from. Mediocrity. For 24, our very last one. Also, medius is where we get medial, aka pertaining to the midline of the body. Misio again. Misio comes from mito mitere, miso, or misus. Oh, I forget the third principal part. But misum, ascending essentially, or having been sent, to send, I send, having been sent, thing being sent, thing sent, all pertaining to a mission, emissary. Also from its first principal part, mito, is where we get admittance from. So, if you learn something new and you see all of which blends from one language to another, from this quote-unquote dead language to our very, very alive and modern language, English, not Latin, skibbidi-bibbidi-bop on that little thing. But with that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope you learned something new. And if you did, I would appreciate that follow, the support, wherever you can, wherever you happen to find me. Throw me down some storage. Throw me down some love. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, I also would like to plug the fact that I am doing private online tutoring now, a lot more, as well as if I do start to compile more people wanting to do so, then we're going to turn that into an online class, basically like a little mini class. Hey, I would love to do that. I think that that would be amazing. I think it would be amazing to bring people that all want to learn for the sake of learning into the same space, and then we can all converse. That's the one thing that I love about learning, is that I could do it forever. I could be in class forever. And now the homework, on the other hand, I could do that, you know, without. And you guys know me, my students know me. If we're all working efficiently, the homework is no longer homework. It's meant to be classwork that is done at the end of the day or end of class period, where at the end of the day. Sorry. So that you can defer to Mr. Connerly as the ultimate resource if you happen to find yourself at a loss. That's what I'm all about. Learning for the sake of learning, all together in one bout, leave it there, let your brain debrief, defrag through all that information, and then continue to do it and keep on doing it. You know, strengthen that brain. In fact, what I was reading the other day is one way in which to combat Alzheimer's proactively that they know is learn another language, know another language. Do these things in order to work out your mind. I think that that's what happens with Alzheimer's a lot of the time, is the neurodegradation kind of starts to take even more of a precedence when you start to not focus on your mind anymore. You know, you're not honing in on that. You're not strengthening it. And what happens when you don't strengthen a certain muscle of your body? It atrophies, just like the muscles of your body. If you're not working them out, if you're not moving your body, you're going to atrophy after a while. So with that being said, thank yourself. Thank you for where you've come from, where you're going. And yeah, I'll shut up now. But thanks again. And I hope you learned something new. With that being said, tempus est discedere.